Burt Show.
Wasn't there the story months ago that Paris was like hooking up with Nikki's ex-fiance and stuff like that?
They were out together.
Ex-husband?
Yeah, they were out together in Vegas. So they had been bar hopping and partying. Then this was like a month after Nikki and him had annulled their marriage.
So I think if you dig deeper into that relationship, you're probably going to find a lot of competition between the two of those guys. Mm-hmm. And there's a story coming out this morning that says that Maui General Store just announced that it entered into an agreement with Retail Holdings to open up a line of upscale retail stores featuring both Paris and Nikki Hilton. But Paris is thinking that it would sell better if her name was on it alone and not Nikki's at all.
Oh.
So she's making a play for it just to be like Paris Hilton Inc. Oh. And she'll sell all of her stuff and Nikki would do her stuff separately because she thinks it devalues her name by having her sister aligned with her.
Well, you know, Paris just opened her first nightclub. I mean, it's called Club Paris, and it's in Orlando, Florida, and so that one just opened on New Year's Eve, and she's opening a string of them around the country, New York, Vegas, L.A., and I think actually there's going to be one in Paris, and so she's probably got this whole ego stroke going right now because she's got one chain of businesses with her name on it that's doing very well, so I'm thinking that she probably wants to do that in the fashion industry, but the other part of this is that Nikki's the fashion one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nikki's the one that's been designing handbags. She's been the one who's been working in fashion pretty heavily this, you know, entire time in her, you know, teenage to, you know, to adult woman life. So,
and the truth is, if they both got together, they'd probably have a better product, but then you get egos in the way.
Right.
Because Paris certainly has the bigger-than-life attitude, and Nikki has the talent. So if you put them two together, they'd probably make a great team. But because of this sister competition going on and sister rivalry, just can't happen.
I mean, rich or poor, doesn't matter. They're just showing that sisters, there's just this ingrained something between sisters, you know? I mean, my situation's a little unique, so I don't have the day in, day out, in school kind of rivalry with my sister because I was the pleasant surprise for my parents. So my sister is 10 years older than me. So the only, you know, and we're not at each other's throats like rival. Well, I guess we are sometimes, but because I think my brother's listening, he goes, yeah, you are. You're at each other's throats all the time. But I think the only time that I could see where there was a competition that was just like you could not help but notice. Again, my sister's 10 years older than me. And so she had gone to school but didn't finish her degree, went on. She got married and then she got divorced and then she was doing her career path and that kind of thing. So I was coming through school. I was about to graduate at Tennessee. And a semester, I mean, all of a sudden my sister went back to school while I was in college. And the semester before I graduated from college, she got her bachelor's degree, okay? I mean, big celebration for my sister. Everything's great. I graduate a semester later with very little fanfare. So, you know, so there was that big noticeable, like, wait a second, after all this time, is it just the timing that, you know, because she, of course, never says that it has anything to do with the fact that I was graduating. It was just, you know, it just was coincidental.
She didn't want her kid's sister to get a degree before she had.
Exactly. And so, and again, there was a lot more celebration for her graduation than there was for mine.
I wonder if there's anybody listening right now that you know you're in like an unsaid competition with your sister even right now.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unsaid, but you guys know you're jockeying. 404-741-1005.
I'm kind of in the same situation as Melissa. Like, my sister and I are so different, so we haven't competed on a lot of different levels, but I know the one thing that bothers me more than anything else is her getting engaged before I do. Because she's 6 years younger than me, or 5.5 years younger than me, and just the fact that she could possibly get married and get engaged and have the big, huge hoopla of a wedding and, you know, kind of steal that thunder from me because I'm the big sister. Like, I'm the older one.
Right.
And by her getting married before me, it kind of makes me feel like an old maid, you know? Like, I'm kind of like, like, you know, old news and my parents have already gone through the big, huge, exciting event and she was the princess and then, you know, several years later, her older sister gets it.
So it's not even that she's engaged yet, just the thought of her getting engaged before you kind of drives you crazy. So there's almost like this race to the altar.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, like, she had a boyfriend or whatever. She has a boyfriend, and he had put, you know, several, like, a year ago or whatever, they were talking about, like, looking at rings and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, we haven't even gone that far, you know? And they had just started dating, and I'm like, I put in 3 years with this guy, and I'm not even that far. Like, no, that's not fair.
Is she in a serious relationship? Mm-hmm. So this is quite a possibility.
So it could
right.
happen. Oh, boy, Scott. Oh, I would hate to be Scott. The day we find out that her younger sister got engaged first,
yeah, that
to
would be hard.
Scott that day.
That would be hard.
And I think the theme is, like, parents are great. Parents are loving. But one mistake that parents always make is when one child, especially same gender, does something they don't give the same type of motivation to the second one that comes along with the same accomplishment.
My brother, there's all these pictures of my brother when he was a baby, and there's all those, you know, baby pictures of the first child, and the second one comes along, and there's none. And that's what's going to happen to me, is there's going to be this big, huge wedding and photo albums everywhere, and then for me, there'll be nothing.
Hey, Rachel.
Enjoy that.
Hey, guys.
What's that city in Tennessee people go to get married?
Gatlinburg?
Yeah. Gatlinburg?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Have a good time in Gatlinburg.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I have the worst sister rivalry in the world.
Really?
There is 13 years difference between my sister and I, and they had her when they were really young, and they were further along in life when they had me, and they were able to give me more than they were to her. So there's just a constant rivalry there. And the fact that I've gone on to college now, and, you know, she barely finished high school. She tried to run to college and get enrolled before I did, and unfortunately I beat her to it, and it's been a constant rivalry between the two of us as far as school and stuff goes as well.
And I go back, you know what, and maybe this is different for you because, you know, same age difference, that all three of us have an age difference between our sisters and us. But I think I bring back to the parents, because the thing is, like, I was proud that my sister graduated from college. I mean, I know that she worked so hard to get that. I just felt, when I felt robbed was when I came through and finished my degree and got nothing. Like, you know, and that is not my sister's fault. That's the family's fault, you know, like... They were so close together. Mm-hmm. So I don't think my sister was attempting to rob me of anything, but I do think that her motivation was the fact she didn't want her baby sister to graduate before. But the family contributes to all this.
Hey, Patricia, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey. I just want to tell you, like, I'm the younger sister, and when I got engaged, my sister, like, when I was 3 months engaged and I had a 6-month engagement, she went and eloped and got married. while I was engaged, and I was like, okay, no one expected it, no one knew it was coming. It was just, I totally feel, I'm 4 years younger than her, that she really needed to get that done before I did.
Was she trying to steal your thunder, you think?
Yeah, definitely. I was like, okay, you went and got engaged to this guy, and he was like 21, she was 28, you know, and the marriage lasted, I think it was just about over when I was getting married. So it was, like, really interesting, the whole thing.
So you think that she did it, like, purposely just to steal your thunder?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes,
that's so sad. Yeah. That is so sad.
That's funny.
I don't have the same thing because I just have a brother, and I think it's so different when you have two different sexes. I think it's when it's the same sex, there's a much more bigger competition.
I have, obviously, my parents are divorced, so I have several sisters. Now, the other one I was talking about is my mom's daughter. I feel it worse, I think, with my dad's daughter. Like, he only has one other daughter, and she's 14, 15 years old now. And she's my little sister, and I adore her, but it's just every time my dad calls up and says, oh, Lisa did this, or Lisa's so great at this, or Lisa, you know, is, you know, I don't know, like, she's into sports and stuff like that, and he's so proud of that, I cringe every time he calls because I'm like, well, you used to be proud of me, and I always got good grades, and I didn't do sports, but I was always good in theater, and what about all that? Like, I cringe every time he talks about how proud he is of her, because I'm like, what about me?
But Tracy, she's 14.
I know.
You know what the saddest thing
is? It doesn't matter?
Well, the thing is, you have parents, you really have to be careful when you have more than one child, especially two of the same, whether it's two boys or two girls, because your relationship with that parent is going to be threatened. Like, him telling Tracy about it, I know his intention is not bad, but it does bring, it threatens their relationship.
And you're always daddy's, like, there's no other daddy's little girl, you know? Like, you have it all to yourself, but it's just when you've been daddy's little girl your whole life, and then all of a sudden there's somebody else that's daddy's little girl. That hurts.
Or like your older sister was daddy's little girl and you never reached that stage, as in my case.
Let's take it from mom's perspective. Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi.
I have two little girls and I do the same thing. Whenever my oldest one, like when she scored her first goal, it was this big thing in soccer. And now the youngest one, when she did it, it was like, yay. And it goes to homework. It goes to everything. It's the excitement, I guess, to be done it.
So. It's got to be so hard because that first one, everything is so unique. You've never had the experience before. Now, of course, with the second one, you've never had the experience before with the second one. But you've sort of lived through it. So it makes sense that it would only be natural that you're not naturally more excited.
Can I tell you from that younger daughter's perspective what her issue in life will be? Is I know from my perspective, I never felt good enough. Like, I, even as an adult, that is the underlying in the back of my mind idea that comes into place, is that I'm not good enough because I did not get the fanfare that my other siblings got. Now, my brother, he's the only, he and I are very close, and he's the only boy. So being the only boy, especially in a Southern family, also brings a lot of fanfare. So I get left out a lot. And so I just think, you know, you have to as a parent. That's your job, man. You got to step it up for that second child, too, and that third child. That's your job, because if you don't, they pay for it the rest of their life.
Oh, I agree. It's just so hard. It's
yeah.
Your daughter is on the fast track to become a lesbian with a bad kidney.
And it's all mom and dad's fault.
Good morning, Katie. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, I totally agree with Melissa about that. I'm the younger of the two, and, like, completely bizarre things. Like, my sister is 2 years older than me, and she graduated from high school, obviously, guess what, 2 years earlier than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, a summer picnic thing at my grandparents, and they're introducing her around. It's like, oh, look, it's Karen, the smart one. She just graduated from high school. They literally introduced her as the smart one. Okay. And then, you know, when she turned 16, she gets a brand new car, blah, blah, blah,
yes.
Right off the bat. And then when I, you know, I'm in college and everything, by the time I get one, and it's like this used Escort, like 10 years old thing. And then when we graduate from college, she has like this half carat, you know, diamond, you know, pendant. And I get this genuine simulated Diamel chip thing. And I'm just like, you know, it's a continuous, you know, what, am I just not good enough? Am I, you know, was I, you know, some kind of disappointment or something? But
the question is it really a sibling rivalry, or is it the parents that are making it the competition between the two? Hey, Wendy.
Hey.
Hi.
It's the parents. I'm one of six kids. I'm next to oldest. I have two baby sisters.
Mm-hmm.
One is 10 years behind me and one's 8 years behind me. And one's a half and one's a step. And there is absolutely no competition between us. However, there's competition between the parents. My stepsister's mother has to be the best parent. So we've had problems with her. Oh, my gosh. Christmas at their house is just absolutely amazing. I wish I was her daughter just for that. Christmas presents are just, oh, my gosh, so expensive. She puts herself in debt every year with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my sister, though, my half-sister, my stepmother, I mean, she loves me terribly, but I'm not her daughter. And so that's where any competition would come in. It's a constant competition to get on her radar screen just so that she could say, oh, hey, look, I do have another daughter. She might be a step, but, you know, this is still my other daughter.
I've told friends this. My career path was based on the whole not getting the attention, not feeling good enough. The fact that I'm on the radio today has everything to do with the way that I felt growing up about not being good enough. I need to do something bigger and more exciting in order just to get the same amount of attention, you know, and make up for whatever.
Right.
So my whole life felt like I was making up for not being good enough because I wasn't, you know, Melanie or Michael. And so, I mean, and it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. As an adult, it is totally ridiculous. And I'm not saying my father and mother were evil people, but that's a result of parents not being able to act for their, you know, subsequent children.
Did your mom give either your sister or brother a generic Christmas present this year, or just you?
No, just me.
Okay.
Yeah, she sure did. That's right. That only happens. She would never have done that to the other children. And yeah, Melanie, she got a yellow Mustang when she was 16, brand new, with really cool, you know, custom stuff on it. And I actually shared a car with Millie Pete when I was in high school.
Oh, dude, those scars never go away.
No.
They never go away.
Dude, wood paneling's coming back.
Huh?
Wood paneling's coming back. Sure, you're a badass in that car.
Yeah.
Get the station wagon with the seat facing backwards.
Didn't, yeah.
It's all yours. The Burt Show.